Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, will be here till 11 o'clock. Dell and I will, anyway. And you got a, we've got a shoot today. Don't forget, at 11 o'clock today.
Yeah, and I got a 12 o'clock podcast with, who are we interviewing today? I'm trying to remember.
Oh, you're doing your podcast from here?
Probably will. I did the McCullers podcast from here. I'll probably do it from here. It's a good setup. So we have Michael Kelly is supposed to drop today. It's kind of tough because, you know, we recorded Michael Kelly almost 2 weeks ago. We've got Ballard,
you
Chris
lose
Ballard,
him.
And
the timing. Why does it take so long for him to edit these or whatever?
Well, we had some. Well, there were some issues that, and Brandon helped us with time with the editing. But we had, like, we just recorded three of them in a row, and we were going to Michael Kelly, Lance McCullers, and our intro, and we were going to release two right away, which we did. And then another one, which was Michael Kelly, but then we had to get it edited. We had an issue with microphones. And then we did Ballard last week. And now we're sitting in a spot where, you know, something major happened. And I don't know that we'll do a whole show about everything that's going on, but it feels a little disingenuous not to.
Well, you got to.
Yeah, we almost have to maybe even splice in an intro into one of the podcasts that discuss this. because. You know, we could release it, or we're going to have to put something in the intro of the Michael Kelly podcast that's going to come out today.
Don't podcasts usually come out right away? Is it this difficult?
They can, but sometime you'll put two or three in the can if it's evergreen topics.
Yeah, but see, but the problem is that you timing-wise, you might have something like this happen.
Well.
No, well, or anything.
I mean, this will happen every however many decades or whatever.
This happens more than that. But this happens.
Not this.
Yeah, this.
7 days of riots?
Yeah.
They don't happen.
Do you remember Missouri? Do you remember?
Yeah, but that wasn't a topic even really. I don't remember that being a big topic on sports talk shows.
Oh, well, we talked about it. Yeah, absolutely.
You may have. But yeah. I wasn't. It was. This is. And there is no sports now, also.
Yeah,
obviously.
Right.
But this would have been a topic regardless of sports. But it's tough. I mean, it's easy to say if you're trying to do it the right way and you've already got three in the can, you can't really just. We're basically trying to get it to where we can release it every stay ahead of the curve so that we don't feel rushed to. But this is something unusual that we do have to address it. And I'm almost thinking maybe have a separate podcast that addresses this and drop it at the same time. I don't know. We'll see. We were thinking about taping our entire week of shows so that we could take a week vacation. And then we didn't do it, me and you, and then we didn't do it. Wouldn't it be awesome if you could do a whole week of shows and then like, wow. This week we can't do this. When baseball comes back, like, got 3 days in the can.
No, what now?
Yes.
You want to tape a week of shows and take off?
Yeah, get an extra free vacation.
Well, that's not
a free
vacation.
You have to work
to record
those shows.
Correct.
Do you know that when somebody would be gone, like Charlie would be gone, for example, when I was doing a show with Charlie.
Charlie takes time off? I've never seen
that. Yeah, when Charlie would take some time off.
What?
Yeah. Well, if he would take, like, he had, I think, 6 or 7 vacation days. But if he would take time off, what I would do is I would record an interview, let's say, with Daniel Jeremiah or Robert Klemko or whoever. I would get 3 interviews on the books, or I'd do even a segment by myself. I'd go up and record it at night, a segment by myself. And then I would have maybe a half an hour where I didn't even have to be on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Mike O'Connor would go out and throw the football in the hallway or play some wiffle ball in the hallway, which was looked down upon. We got along real well with Steve Harvey. His co-hosts were out of Houston in that iHeart studio. He had a female and a male. And there were some times that we realized we might be disrupting their show with some of our wiffle ball outside their studio.
Yeah, maybe.
Even though they're real cool about it, they couldn't have been super. We had to apologize. Like, hey, sorry that we said mother bleeper and we hit a.
I'm sure Steve Harvey didn't mind that.
And I threw a pitch into the wall.
Yeah. Well, that probably wanging it off their windows. So I'm pretty sure that was
disruptive. The only way we can go use the bathroom now is if we record a segment in advance.
That's because you know why? Shortest breaks in the business. shortest breaks in the business, Dell. Yeah. Thank you. Good night.
What? You didn't do anything about that. Why are you saying it like you had something to do with that?
I didn't say it like I had anything.
Shortest breaks in the business,
right now,
Dell.
Yeah.
What did you have to do with that?
I'd rather have longest breaks in the business right now.
Well, no, because that's we're about the people. We do stuff. We're doing this for the people, okay? And we don't have any spots to sell. So,
yeah. Like I said, I'd rather have longest breaks. Yeah, bro. I'd rather be apologies like, sorry about how long our breaks are.
Yeah. But yeah, we're making money here. Yeah.
Coming up next, Raheel comes in at 9. I'd rather do that. Longest breaks in the business, Raheel's in at 9.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. That would be nice. But yeah. Right.
Thoughts and prayers to the dear.
Well, he's not dead. He's not really dead.
Well,
dead to us, but he's not dead.
Yeah, exactly.
Not dead to us.
You can find him on Twitter and the Raheel Show podcast.
Right, but he's still dead to us.
And he's selling Spicy Boy shirts. They're almost gone. Spicy
and tanks. If you're a lady who wants a tank, I think they might still be available. Spicy Boy tank.
Spicy boy.
Girl or Spicy Boy?
Did I say Spicy Girl? I don't know.
Girls tank should say Spicy Girl, right?
I don't know if they're classified
as girls
tanks.
Of course, she could like a Spicy Boy. So.
Exactly.
Right.
And the Spicy Boy
She
thing,
could like Spicy Girls, too.
But it's, well,
I'm getting that feeling from Holly on a lot of her texts, her tweets.
We see that from her. She loves a Spicy Girl.
She does love a Spicy. She says she doesn't want to go to England because the women are so hot there.
Oh, she doesn't want to be outclassed? Is that what she's
No,
saying?
She doesn't want she's to be too distracting for her.
Well, okay. I mean, she might like the tan tattoo types because England has that.
That doesn't feel like London. Tan.
It's not London. She said England.
Yeah.
England doesn't feel like tan.
Yeah, much tanning going on in England.
They have spray tans just like we do.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true.
Well, you don't know anyone that's orange.
I see them on TV on those reality shows all the time.
You saw him yesterday with a Bible in his hand.
I've never seen a Bible held that way before.
There's not a lot of girth here. There's not a lot of stability.
I mean, for the word of God, it's a little flimsy.
Isn't as highly rated as mine.
Yeah. How many deals did God make?
Okay. This book.
Art of the deal. The art of
God
Christ.
Made, yeah,
this
God made a covenant. God made a covenant, but it's not as good as my deals.
It's not called the art of Christ. It's called the Bible.
God made a deal with Rome and lost his son. I make deals with China all the time. Do I lose my son?
Didn't lose one kid.
No.
Can't be part of y'all's show. Y'all have a show that is just so it's just so inappropriate. Sometimes.
Well, you're not here from 10 o'clock, 10 to 11.
Does it get worse?
Yeah, it gets a lot worse. It gets a lot worse. News of the Weird.
Mini John gets bad.
News of the Weird.
It's just really that John turns the last hour with no sports. It's an entire hour of News of the Weird.
News of the Weird.
What was it yesterday? What happened?
He referenced Freaky Dicky's. Act your ass.
Act your ass. You got to act your ass.
No, I was here for act your ass.
And then it continued.
Oh, yeah.
That hour.
Oh, yeah.
Where
you
said Deshaun has a big one or whatever. And
Deshaun does have a big one.
Like a metaphorical.
Yeah, Deshaun is acting his ass. He's going to get paid. Somebody, I mean, do you agree with this? Shut up, Dallas. Just pay him. Just pay that man his money.
No, I don't agree with just shut up and give him money. I agree with be smart about what you believe a value.
Okay, okay.
You can't let
what would you offer him?
I'd have to study it. I think Dallas is in line. I got to go look at all the salaries. You know what? After the break, I'll go look at all the quarterbacks.
Russell's 36.
Yeah, not that.
Kirk Cousins. Oh, really?
No,
well,
I'm
then
not
you
at,
ain't getting him signed.
No, I'm not. Because
he's at 31 now.
Okay, then maybe we have to go in a different direction.
Yeah.
But I'm not offering him Russell Wilson money. No, he's nowhere near as good as Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson can will offenses to, I mean, he brings teams back. Russell is on a different level than Dak. If you're not on Russell Wilson's level, why am I paying you like Russell Wilson? Because it's your time? That's a bad, I'm telling you right now, teams who operate like that, think about the good teams, they don't operate like that. And I give Dallas credit, they're trying to operate like a good team. Zeke Elliott, it becomes, do you believe in paying running backs? Because if you're okay with it, and Dallas did draft him high, Zeke is worth the money. I mean, Zeke is a top-notch running back, and he's a three-down back, and he can do just about everything for you. That's just the truth. Dak, to me, is not a special quarterback. You don't think he's a special quarterback. None of us do. People in Dallas don't think he's a special quarterback.
Huh.
Even people saying, just give him his money – they don't
his numbers are better than I think
His numbers are okay for a passing league.
Yeah.
The numbers are okay. Some of the times with his numbers, he had no Zeke Elliott. But, I mean, if you're playing from behind, I don't really give you credit for passing for yards. Like I said, I can show you some numbers that you go, wow, look at these numbers. It's really who cares if you're always playing from behind because you don't establish anything early in a game, if you're having to be a second-half quarterback. My heart tells me, not even heart, my mind tells me, Dak Prescott is a middle-of-the-road starter in the NFL. That there's not – once you get past tier one and then the really upper echelon, tier two, most of those quarterbacks become the same thing.
What do you think his record is as a starter? 64 games.
I mean, what is Dallas's record?
He's played in every game. He hasn't missed a game.
Yeah,
4 years.
Same thing.
Yeah, what is Dallas's record?
64. Maybe 38 and 26.
They're 40 and 24.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
You know, that's
pretty good.
Jason Garrett.
He's a 66% guy completion percentage, 97 touchdowns, 36 interceptions, which is almost close to 3-1. You know, he throws for almost 250 a game. With a running style offense, he's actually pretty good. They win with him. They're 40 and 24. They've had leaner times than this.
Do they win with him like Bill O'Brien wins, like that kind of win?
Well, 13-3 the first year, and they got robbed with the Dez catch. You know that whole thing.
Is that when Aaron beat him?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the Dez catch was before Dak got there. That was the Aaron Rodgers roll to his
left. Oh, that's right.
Aaron beat him with an unbelievable pass.
Yeah. That's right. Dak played well in that game.
Yeah.
He did.
And then 9-7, 10-6, 8-8. His worst season is a .500 season, and that was last year.
What's it been over the last 3 years? How it's his win,
19,
right?
27, and 21. Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, the winning record doesn't – I mean, we're 4 years. Now, he'd be great with the Texans. When did he have that big year?
He had that big year in 2016.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I like – I mean,
now we're going to pay him. Now we're going to get paid.
Yeah. Now I understand why they're going for – I don't understand why they haven't traded him to the Texans yet. Mm-hmm. Three firsts. Did you see this? What he did in 16? Zoinked.
Three firsts.
Bill, tell him that you'll give him three first.
Don't do impractical jokers anymore. Okay.
It's true, though. I mean, but Dak has been – Dak, that first year, I was like, oh, man, this is – ever since that, I haven't had the same feeling about Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
Next year, he came way back down to earth, and then the last 2 years have been just okay. He doesn't – let me put it this way. I'm glad I don't have to make that quarterback decision because that's a sticky situation. I've always believed that I would rather be – really good or really not good. The worst thing you can be in the NFL is above average, because above average usually is not good enough to put teams on your back, but you're forced into giving guys money. We saw with Matt Schaub, above average when Matt Schaub was in a Gary Kubiak scheme too, by the way, which is very quarterback friendly, as we've seen with Kyle Shanahan. It's the worst thing you can be, because quarterbacks, Kirk Cousins, above average. He costs you a fortune.
No.
Costs you a fortune.
That was a terrible deal. 714 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Basically, whatever you want to talk about, you're more than welcome to get in here to hang out with us. Right now, though, I'm talking about HRP. HRP.net. HRP.net. These guys are spectacular. Really, really, really are, especially in these difficult times. Is your payroll company, an HR company, are they answering all your questions? Are they knowledgeable? Did they help you get your small business loan? Did they help you with the PPP? Are they on top of everything? Are they on top of your unemployment claims? Are they doing what you need them to do right now? Because this is what the payroll company is supposed to do. And tax time, okay, it's coming up here. You got the extension. Are they taking care of everything? They're taking care of your Affordable Care Act? Are they knowledgeable? Are they experts in it like they are at HR&P? That's our guys. Now, we've been with them for I don't know how many years now, and they're wonderful. Mike Holly, a University of Houston guy, and everybody over there, just spectacular. If you're looking for that payroll company that's going to take care of all your needs as you try to get back to big business again, 281-880-6525. 281-880-6525 or hrp.net.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with hrp.net. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 718. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here on ESPN 97.5. The big March today, 3 o'clock. We had Bun B on yesterday to talk about it. It was nice, and hopefully it will be peaceful. Some places aren't. St. Louis is bad right now. New York was bad last night. See, St. Louis had 4 cops shot last night.
Did they really?
Yeah, it's bad. That's awful. Just terrible. And hopefully we can all demonstrate peacefully. Washington wasn't good. New York was bad. So, you know, we've done a pretty nice job here. I really like the way Art Acevedo has handled things.
I do too.
He's done a hell of a job.
And I think that, I believe the police are going to be part of this march. In other words, in a very peaceful way. So, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be good. And anything that Bun and Trey organizes, you know, Trey the Truth, there's a backstory where he got kind of kicked off Houston radio, you know, wasn't played for years. Trey, one of the things he's most known for recently by people who don't know anything about his music is that Trey has been tremendously instrumental ever since Hurricane Harvey in terms of he's part of Relief Gang. It wouldn't shock me if Wendy and 13 did a story on him at some point, because he and a group of people have been going to help during the hurricane. They were just tremendous. I mean, they were tremendous. And the flood after that. And so he's been known to help with rebuilding houses and with just traveling to help with relief efforts. And there's going to be a lot of people who don't know him musically necessarily here in the city of Houston. If you know, you know. But even if you don't, you may have seen or heard about him on Instagram for the work that those guys have
Trey
done.
Trey the Truth?
Mm-hmm. Trey the Truth. And he and Bun are doing this together. They flew. They were part of a group that flew to Minneapolis, flew back pretty quickly, and he's one of the organizers along with Bun. And Bun already said, if anyone wants to try to co-opt what we're doing and turn it into something violent, it's going to get done. If you're just there to cause problems, if that's your sole mission, is to try to wait for a chance to create some anarchy, you will be dealt with in the moment. And as soon as he said dealt with in the moment, I was like, oh, that sounds serious.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, that's good. And hopefully it will all go peacefully. 3 o'clock at Discovery. I think there's going to be, they're expecting over 20,000. I think it could be upwards of that.
You do?
Yeah.
20,000 is a lot of people.
A lot of people.
It's a lot of people, 20,000.
I'm telling you, when I saw news, did you ever see the New Zealand march?
Yeah, I did. I ended up
it was unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, that's in New Zealand. That's far from here, kind of far. Mm-hmm. And man,
toilets
to have all of that.
So far, toilets flush opposite.
I know, right? So. And that's and they were walking down the street the other way. We would have been walking this way.
Yep.
And they walked that way.
That's how they
way.
Do it in New Zealand.
That's how they do it's it. Different. They go it different. They do it different. So anyway, so yeah, hopefully it all goes well here, and hopefully we can, you know, calm down as a nation. And,
I think
protest peacefully. It'd be great.
We're different in Houston anyway.
Yeah.
So I think we'll have a really. I think it's going to be a really good March. I really do. Mm-hmm. We'll find out, but I, you know, it's important. It's important. So I would tell you, if you want to show your support, you know, you still need to wear your mask. Be safe. I mean, unless you think it's a hoax or whatever. But if, you know, you want to still be safe and try to keep some semblance of distance with the social distancing. Not easy when there's 20 G's. That's going to make it a little tougher.
Yeah. No, social distance. But wear a mask, everybody that's going.
There's really no reason not to.
Yeah.
I mean, you can absolutely do that. Are we expecting rain?
You see, no.
I don't think so.
Not
right?
today. No,
like 20%.
No, 30%. But guess what? Guess what's forming? A tropical depression.
I don't even want to. Yeah, Amanda.
Yeah, no, it's going to turn into tropical depression. Cristobal. It's Amanda. If it's a hurricane, tropical depression. Cristobal.
I'm not interested in either one of those.
TD Cristobal.
Yeah, not interested.
Yeah. Oh, because, oh, why? It's an Hispanic name? Okay.
No, because it's a chance for more disaster.
Okay. Lance can't be against that. He married a Hispanic.
That's a bad road to go down.
What?
No, John is an inappropriate. Well, and right now, kind of sensitive times, he's like hits the gas sometimes.
Hits the gas? How about pour the gas on something?
Yeah, I know.
Hey, by the way, we never talked about this. That the Texans hired Curtis Goodwin, a performance data scientist. Did you see that? This is a little different. And Kevin Clark, football data and applications engineer. These guys are going deep now. They've got Russell.
Russ Joyner. Well, I know they had somebody from Catapult. I don't know which one of them, if that's Clark or Russ Joyner, who came over from Catapult. What does Curtis Goodwin do?
Curtis Goodwin, I've got my ad blocker on. The Chronicle won't let me in.
Yeah.
Chronicle won't. Russ Goodwin came from, I forget where he came. I read the story.
Curtis Goodwin. Yeah.
Came from, I forget where he came from, but, man, they're a little late on the Curtis Goodwin deal, when, you know, once you already made the DeAndre Hopkins trade. So, but they probably went.
No, but this sounds like more
I think
like,
we're messing this
what's
up.
What's his name?
Curtis Goodwin.
No, what does he say? What does it say he's going to specialize
in? He's a performance data scientist.
Yeah, performance data is going to be.
Well, then if you would have looked at the data of David Johnson.
They already have very smart people. To be honest with you, they have very smart people in there on the data. I know.
Well, then how did this happen then?
This is, what do you mean?
Because Bill O'Brien said, we're doing this, and everybody had to get on board.
This has nothing to do with the Catapult data. This is nothing like that. Well, These guys don't have any say. They just tell you, they look at the performance, so they wear. Have you ever seen the wearables? You've seen them. They look like a big sports bra. So the wearables track your heart rate, your work rate. They track obviously movements. They have their GPS. The Zebra technology is different. It's where it's the chips that are embedded in the jerseys that are worn over the top of obviously the. So Zebra will tell you our stuff's better because. There are slight mistakes in Catapult's data because I consulted with Zebra for a couple of months about all this stuff, and everyone told me, and I know one of the guys who was a bigwig at Catapult who at the time told me, oh, the Texans hired a really good one. They've got some smart people there working on that. I trust the Texans on that side that they're doing a good job. Bill O'Brien's decision making to me, I do think he, from what I know, he does use analytics. He does use that, but let's face it. At some point, his emotions are going to
look at it though.
Well, you know what the analytics would tell you? The analytics and data and predictive analytics. I had one person tell me that in the predictive analytics world, there's a concern about this may not fit everyone's narrative, so I don't want everyone to get all mad at me. But they said from a predictive analytics standpoint, the separation and speed and the physical stuff of DeAndre Hopkins, plus his age or how much reps he's had, plus the money that he is going to be expected, he would probably be over. And this person said, I'd have to see all the data, but there's a pretty good chance that he's going to be well above, be paid above expected output over the next 3 years. And that's probably not something you could say about Deshaun Watson or Laremy Tunsil. To be fair, both of those guys right now are probably in their primes.
Plus, they're younger. But the David Johnson predictive.
Come on, the David Johnson is just like I said.
take on David Johnson.
That's just somebody tricked him.
No, nobody tricked
him. Somebody tricked Bill. That's all that was. That was shenanigans. They said, all right.
Well, no, to me.
In one hand is Christian Kirk. In the other hand is David Johnson. They got their hands behind Steve Kimes doing it on a Zoom. Pick one, left hand, right hand. I really want Christian Kirk. Well, he's in one of my hands. Number one is Christian Kirk. Number two is David Johnson. Left hand.
Oh.
Both hands have a
Steve. Hey, they're both David Johnson. Oh,
two out of three. Okay, one or two. One. Oh, good job. You got the Christian Kirk hand. Here's the last one. Oh, this is. I'm nervous. I don't want to give up Christian Kirk, but if you beat me fair and square, I'm going to. And like Bidwell's trying not to laugh behind the phone, holding the phone up on the Zoom. Bill Bryan, right. No. Left. No, right hand. Right hand.
Oh.
Yeah. Two.
Two.
Sorry. Man, that was close. Three out of five. Okay. But once we get to seven, I have to go because I've got to go to dinner. Okay. That's how that happened.
No, that's not how that happened.
Christian Kirk.
That's not how that
slot
happened.
Receiver and good Aggie or two.
Good Ag.
Good well, three I down wide receiver and running back in 2016 from Northern Iowa. Who's had some injury issues and is way overpaid. And I just think maybe it's pick which hand, and he just got beat in a game.
Do you think at any point Steve Kimes said, if we go four out of seven, you have to pay David Johnson's entire salary and Bill, or you get Christian Kirk, and Bill O'Brien's like, let's do it.
Yeah.
And then when he lost four out of seven, he had to take on David Johnson's entire salary.
So that's what he did with Seattle.
No, like, he never.
Hey, John Schneider, I played a fun game with John Schneider. Goes, hey, you know what? Before we do this trade, Bill, have you ever had, like, it's really fun where you get a group of four general managers. We get together, and at the end, we all put our credit card in a, what is that game called? The credit card. Yeah.
There's credit card. You're playing for dinner.
Yeah. You put it in somewhere, and you shake it up, and you do a blind pull.
Yeah.
And then whoever it is pays for the whole dinner. Right. You want to do that? Let's do that with Clowney's contract. Oh, so, yeah, no, we'll pay Jacob Martin's contract too. Like it's yeah, absolutely. We'll pay for Martin and
well, if you tedious. Lose, you got to pay half of Clowney's contract.
Yeah, but if you lose half of Clowney's contract, okay. Well, I mean, it sounds like it's fun. It is very fun.
Right.
It's very. I'll tell you what, if we win. We'll throw in another player like Jacob Martin or Barkevious Mingo. I mean, if we lose, we'll do that. And if you lose, you pay most of Jadeveon Clowney's contract. Huh? I could have another Barkevious Mingo? Yeah, we got a lot of them. We'll give you a cornerback that doesn't play.
And Bill was the only one who closed his eyes. Like the Seattle general manager kept his eyes open.
Schneider's like,
this, look. Oh,
here, I want it to be neutral. So I'm going. I want it to be neutral. So Vrabel's going to pull. Vrabel's in on the Zoom call, ring with his mustache. Hey Bill,
hey Mike.
So I'm going to pull. Okay, right. So it will be neutral. Yeah. You got Ballard. I'll pull. I'm neutral. You know, somebody else from the division.
Mm-hmm. Marone. No, me and Marone are
yeah,
tight.
Yeah, him and Marone are tight.
The only thing left would be for someone to tell Bill O'Brien. I think you guys are really close.
Hmm. Yeah.
He needs that call from a coach in the division. You guys are really close.
Well, don't worry. Cal will get it. Jim Irsay will give Cal a call.
He will.
All right. I want to talk right now. You got to give Chastang. Chastang at home. ChastangFord.com. Go to the website and see how you can. Anything that you want, they will do it online. There's dealerships that will refuse to do it online because they can't sell you. They've got 300 vehicles available right now with all of the unbelievable deals. Customize your payments to what you have to have them. Value your trade. Get pre-approved. Schedule a test drive. They'll deliver the car to you. If you've got service issues, they'll pick up your car. They'll fix it. They'll sanitize it, and they'll bring it back. That's what they're doing at Chastang Ford. Listen, the service is second to none. Plus all of the great deals. Well, I want the best deal. you're getting the best deal you could. You're going to get all of the deals that Ford has, plus you're going to get all of the financing, the 84 months, plus you're going to get 6 months in no payments, plus you're going to get nothing down. You're going to get it all at Chastain Ford. So easy to get to, just 5 minutes from downtown on 610 Homestead, not Hempstead. You can follow them on Facebook or Twitter or wherever. Listen, they are awesome. It's the best dealership I've ever worked with. You will find that too. ChastainFord.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 7:34 on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Big ups to Major League Baseball, to the owners. Players said, okay, you want to give us that amount of money? We'll do this. How about 114 games instead of your 82? Major League Baseball came back. So how about 50? How about 50 games? And there is some point to this. Well, there is, you know, and would the players take 50? You know what? 50 games might be nice. 50 games. You want to talk about every game being important.
I think it'd be pretty sweet.
But... there's a lot of guys for that amount of money. If you're going to play 50 games, is about a third of the major league season. Okay, we'll give you all your prorated money, but you only get a third. I don't know that a lot of guys are going to play for a third of their money, especially if they're minimum salary guys, $500,000. You're risking injury. Plus, if you struggle at all, that goes on. Well, look, you can't play. We're going to give you. Listen, your contract's going to be now. If you play really well, they're going to go, well, it's a small sample size. If you play really poorly, they're going, look, you're not very good. We're not going to give you any money. So anybody that's in a contract year and a 50-game schedule is going to get screwed, is going to be like...
I hate to use it is what it is, but you just... I'm sorry that this pandemic is happening, but you're just going to have to do whatever you have to do, and they're going to need money
like this. But they can do 82.
They can't. Well, they could theoretically, but looks like they can't. Do you think they can?
I don't see
two groups that look like they can do 80.
Well, I don't see two. But this is how. Listen, when have you ever known Major League Baseball and the Players Association to get along? Ever?
You know, it's been a while since we've had any issues, but this is what it actually looked like for two decades.
Oh,
we were dealing with this all the
Donald
time.
Fear.
He was the worst.
He was, oh man.
I couldn't stand Donald Fear.
Marvin Miller, Donald Fear.
Yeah, but Donald Fear was the worst. To me, Donald Fear and Scott Boras are two of the worst in baseball. Just two of the worst. I just feel like they just don't. Well, Fear was just kind of a crank. Well, he was, but he was on the player's side. Like he was worked for the players. He was the player rep. This is just an agent who Scott Boras has been an agent of chaos in baseball for a long time.
Yeah. Anyway, I think it'll probably get done. This is how they do it. This is how they go about it. Well, okay, so you're going to lose money every game? Well, then give us more games. What? No. How about that? What? No. They'll go back to 82. They'll figure it out. Listen, they're doing all of this with a model where there's no fans. Why do they think there's not going to be fans? Mm-hmm. And the state of Texas has already got 25% in their stadiums. Why do they think there won't be any fans? They're going to sell tickets to these things. There will be fans in the stands in a couple of months. So even if it's just a quarter, why can you go? Let me ask you this question. Why can you go in a restaurant or a bar and be 25%, but you can't go in a stadium, which is even bigger?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Well, but they have said you can.
In Texas.
Right.
No other state has said it, I don't believe.
They will.
Yeah.
It's just.
I know. That's why.
Why are you saying it when there's not even. Well,
but that's why the owners. Listen, you didn't make any plans for no people in the stands, so you're dumb. But everybody's going by there won't be any fans in the stands.
But the problem is it has to be uniform. It's not fair unless there's going to be shared revenue across all the teams.
They don't do that, though, Lance. They don't do that.
I know. Well, that's a big problem.
Well, but
you can't
okay.
say that's an unfair advantage for the players of the Astros and the Rangers compared to the Twins.
Well, right. No. Oh, you're saying if some states are open and some aren't.
Yeah. It's a huge unfair advantage where certain guys are making money, and the Player Association will never go for that.
No, share never, revenues. Well, the owners won't share revenues with each other anyway.
No, the players would go for, okay, well, look, as long as we take a pot, the whole pool of revenues, even then it gets really super confusing.
Yeah.
That's why Major League Baseball has to use the lowest common denominator as, all right, if everyone has 25% capacity, the potential for it, then we can operate off of it.
Well, and it's not going to be $4 billion of losses, which they're – and it's not $4 billion of losses anyway over an 82-game schedule. I don't know. You got your television contracts. Just now, baseball does depend on
well,
attendance.
Well, I don't think – do the baseball contracts have to pay for 162 when they're getting 82?
No.
So they're going to lose money.
They're
going to
lose money on that too. Yeah. They're going to lose money.
All the revenue from parking.
Well, but they only have to pay the players half of what they make.
How much is an average?
They have to pay the players half. So
what do you think an average Astros ticket is based on every ticket?
Every ticket?
Yeah.
I would say probably $40.
You think it's 40?
Yeah.
Let me see. It was 40 in 2018.
Okay. Maybe more now. Although they didn't raise the prices this year. They raised them last year in 2019.
Let me see.
That's probably right.
2019, they were, the average ticket went up to $49.
Yeah.
Went 50. Up almost $10 an average ticket.
Yeah. No, they really hit everybody with a big price increase after 18.
Yeah. So let's say it's 50. Well, you start doing the price just on tickets, it's not a full stadium. Even if you said there's 20,000 people in attendance at 50.
That's pretty good.
Do the math on that. Yeah, it's $1 million.
Yeah.
It's $1 million a game.
Right. And then concessions and parking.
So then that's 40. So for
well, they don't
40,
have parking here.
Let's
so
say
much.
40 home games, you get $40 million for just the Astros and 40
and that
games.
That pays Verlander. Well, no, it pays Verlander and Greinke because they're only making half their money.
Right. I'm just telling you what a season would.
Yeah.
So there's $40 million. You start doing the math on – That's what you're going to miss out on. You're going to miss out on those $40 million if you're the Astros because half of it would be gone. And then you multiply that over the 30 teams, the Major League Baseball. I can see – I don't know that $4 billion is that crazy. I think that it's I don't think it's a made-up number. I think we could get there pretty quick on with just this basic calculator on an iPhone.
Well, I don't.
Of course, the Astros ticket prices are not necessarily going to be the same as Pittsburgh or whatever.
No, and by the way, Miami's not dependent on a lot of attendance. I mean, so these teams are just getting destroyed, waylaid. The teams that actually have 25% capacity for their regular season. I don't know. I think that hey, listen, if the owners said they're going to lose $4 billion, Lance, I'm pretty sure it's probably about two.
Well, I don't know if it's owners or economists.
No, it's owners.
Cause
the owners have come out and said, we're going to lose $4 billion.
Right, but the ticket prices, much of this is really not that
However,
hard to
However, the owners have never opened
out.
Their books. No one knows how much they make. No one knows.
Yeah, I think the losses will be pretty substantial, though.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, I just came up with a super conservative number that gives you $1 million a game.
Right.
That's $1 million a game, and that's only at 20,000. When's the Astrodome? When is Minute Maid at 20,000?
Not very often.
It's usually a lot higher than that.
Yeah, well, they average 35.
Most people don't drink any alcohol there, so that's true. There's no alcohol costs.
Well,
they're being lost.
Well, no, guess what?
Oh, that's right. That's right.
You got half the people that'll still drink alcohol.
No.
The concessions will still be there.
Yeah. No, if you get people in. But as long as one baseball team gets to operate differently than another, you can't do it. You can't operate the same because the revenues are going to be different.
I'm sorry. You know what? That happens every
and
day.
Actually, they
it
do
happens
have,
every day in New York.
Hold on a second. They do
Wait
have
a minute. Lance, this is every day. New York versus Miami, what they're making every single game. So if Minnesota isn't making as much as Houston, guess what? Minnesota, you don't make as much as Houston
one thing
anyway.
That you're not mentioning, and I'm not mentioning, is they do have a revenue share in Major League Baseball.
Oh,
they have revenue share where lower income teams don't spend because they got money given to them.
Yeah, they get money given to them by teams that exceed the cap, which is about four or five teams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. It's not that big a deal.
But there's also league revenue too that is shared for isn't there for sales of jerseys and all the
Well, guess what? You can still sell those jerseys. You can still sell all that.
Baseball's never been hotter than right now.
Well, that's on baseball. That's not on That's not on the pandemic. That's on baseball. And you know what? They're not helping themselves any. Listen, the next time an owner tells me the truth about how much they're making, it'll be the first time. It'll be that'll be the very first time ever. 713-780-3776, 744 here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5 is your home for sports talk. And now we're more talk with less commercials.
Are you serious?
Oh, it's true.
It's damn true.
Houston's only FM sports station, ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Jason Whitlock out at Fox. He's unable to come to a new agreement with the network after his contract expired on Sunday. He is off their Twitter avatar. Speak for yourself. He's the only guy. Speak for yourself has been on since 2016, I guess. He's been the only constant on the show. They've changed so many. He's going to do something like Bill Simmons is doing with The Ringer. I guess that's the way to go now. I guess doing podcasts.
It's a big one. You own your own. It's like owning a record label. You own your own. And there are... They have found ways now to monetize.
Yeah.
It was a big issue for years, but now when you get platforms,
The Ringer you have to subscribe to, right?
Well, no. So if you have 10,000 listeners with this podcast and 5,000 with this one and 20,000 with this one, well, you really have 35,000. So then you go to advertisers and you say, we have 35,000 people, and you play one advertisement over all the platforms. Once you aggregate listeners and subscribers to podcasts, yeah, you can subscribe, but it's free. But once you, because now the ad companies, they are now, spending money based on how much downloads you have, which is easily trackable. And so.
More trackable than this.
Yeah. No, it is.
Yeah.
Listenership is, ours is based on a mechanism that you have to wear with you. It's way more trackable.
Way more.
A digital download is extremely trackable. So Jason Whitlock is out. It wouldn't shock me if some of that has to do with, just the financials right now. If they just said,
they said he couldn't come to terms.
So. Yeah. Part of that is probably, hey, here's the terms.
Give me my money.
Here's the terms. You ain't getting paid.
Yeah.
This is not the time you want your contract coming up.
No. No.
And probably that happens.
Bad time for your contract to be up in any business. Any business. Mm-hmm. Big ups to Art Howe, cleared of coronavirus. Way to go.
Very happy to see that.
Yeah.
He was in intensive care, right?
I guess, and he's a bit older, so congratulations to him to get through that. Way to go, Art.
Mm-hmm. He's experienced symptoms such as fatigue and a loss of taste. The loss of smell, loss of taste is, they say, definitive.
No, that's a...
Once you have that, you know that, uh-oh.
I know. Every time I taste food, I'm like...
I know.
Yeah, smell.
I can smell myself.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I can smell this condom on this microphone. I don't know where it's been. It was kind of crinkled up over here. I don't know. I don't know what happened with it. So, congratulations, Art. Way to go. And big ups, my boy Al Rosen. Hopefully he's going to be, he's missing. Well, I say he's missing our constable. He's got the coronavirus. So, I'm sure he's chomping at the bit to get to work, but unfortunately he's got to sit it out for a little while. And he feels pretty good though for a little update for everybody about Al Rosen. Great guy, by the way.
So in case you missed it earlier, Jeff Passan had this yesterday. Major League Baseball intends to propose a shorter season in which they would pay players a full prorated share. Not the sliding scale that John and I talked about last week. You get your prorated money, a full percentage of your prorated salary. So Major League Baseball, so the Major League Baseball, the team said, okay, we'll do the prorated, but we're not doing 82, we're doing 50. Players said, we'll do prorated at 114, which is more money. So I do think at least there is a back and forth, a give and take on this.
I think a lot of it is tongue in cheek. Okay, well, you want 50? We'll do a – instead of subtracting 32 games, we'll add 32 games.
Well, because it gets to a higher number of salary. I mean, that's the only reason.
Then it gets back. It's 82 is exactly in the middle. Mm-hmm. So what they're saying is, okay, you want 50, we want 114.
Oh, is that exactly in the middle?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, but it's still – it's you're right. We want prorated for 82. That's right. What we want. If it gets to prorated at 60, would they do it, the players?
I don't think so, because it's only about a third of your salary.
So just take zero. It's better to get zero than 30.
I don't know.
But there are issues with safety and things like that. Potentially.
Yeah, obviously. There's issues with safety. But you can get sick. How good is your plan? Is it worth it for my arm? A lot of guys, you know, pitching for just 2 months. Is it worth coming back for 2 months? In a lot of instances.
For some, they have to.
Yeah. Well,
we can't afford not to work. For some of those guys, No.
But a third of $500,000 is all you're getting. And then when you take out the agent costs and everything else, is it really worth it? I mean,
do they have unemployment?
Agents and taxes and everything else, that you're basically going to be pitching for 2 months for very little.
It's 100% more than you're going to get if you don't pitch. That's why I think ultimately something's got to get done for them. There are players who need the money in every sport. They're not. You know, I can't imagine something where they don't, where they say, some players have enough money. They say, I'd rather not even come back.
Right.
And maybe those are the guys who will make the biggest, be the biggest decision makers. They say, you know what? I got money in my bank account. I'm good. Let the rest eat cake. Will happen.
Well, that could be. But what happened when she said that? Let them eat cake.
Well, I'm just saying. That's why I'm thinking there's a lot of players who say, hey, even if we're only getting paid whatever percentage and we're only playing for a couple months, I could use something in my bank account. Put something on my books.
Yeah. Well, what is it? 535. What is the I think that's the minimum. 535.
Major League Baseball.
Divided by 378,000. You take half of that off the top.
Well, it's not half.
About 40%.
I think it's lower than that for a lot of people.
Taxes?
Yeah, on that amount is going to be, that's not a 40%
178,
bracket.
Oh, well, 30% bracket. Yeah. Okay, so, I mean, and then agent costs as well. I don't know.
Agent costs.
That's up to the guys.
Agent fees are 3%. It doesn't murder them. It's going to be more expensive for people in New York and California, where the tax rate's crazy. I mean, that's always
state taxes. Yeah.
It's also more expensive to live there, and they need cheese coming in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think it behooves baseball to come back for a variety of reasons. But I'm not blind to the issues that they have. Lance McCullers spelled it out on my podcast. He just said, "Look, you know, we got to know that we're safe," and I understand that. I do see a lot of people operating as though they feel like coronavirus is either gone or they're just not playing it anymore. Like, I'm opting out of coronavirus game. Like, okay. So I'm guessing a lot of Major League Baseball players will be the same way and say, hey, I'm good. I'll take my chances or whatever. Or as the numbers decline, of course, we have to see if there's a spike over the next 2 weeks. With all the mass protesting, many without masks, we'll see how that goes on.
Yeah, that'll be
and opening of restaurants around the countries and barbershops and things like that. I mean, it's more and more people don't wear masks. We're going to see some numbers go up, even with the hotter weather. But we'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see. Baseball, to me, it's just like anything in politics. They're going to have some compromise. No one wants to compromise on anything anymore. And baseball is going to need, none of it is going to look good from an economic model the players or owners. That's just the truth. You can't slice off half a season and have anyone be happy with this, with the results, right? It's going to be impossible. No one's numbers are going to be what they wanted. It's not possible. So now it comes down to, do you want to do something about it or nothing? And then that will determine it. I think baseball goes, I'd make it at 70%. Baseball doesn't go 30%.
That's a good number. It's amazing how football has been untouched and through this whole thing. What did you lose? Mini camps? What did you lose? OTAs?
See, it's just the timing. Had this started in July?
But baseball got screwed. NBA got screwed. Soccer got NHL got
NBA
screwed.
NBA only got partially screwed.
How about I've seen all these baseball players in college and high school all got screwed. Basketball got screwed out of the tournaments. Football, nothing.
He's so jealous.
No. Oh, yeah. XFL season. League, beat it. Okay, NFL, just sitting there. Sorry. Roger Goodell sitting around with his thumb up his, and he's and guess what he does? His thumb comes out smelling like a rose, and it's right up his.
I'm sorry. Do you know Joe Burrow plays in that league now? You want to keep talking bad about Joe Burrow?
Yeah. Well, no. Oh, Joe, don't worry. Joe got his championship. And said, see, yeah. How's that taste? Don't worry.
Is college football going to be okay?
College football will be just fine.
Rag on college football the same.
College football. I don't keep know if you saw energy. University of Houston out there practicing yesterday. They're back.
They're playing spread?
They're playing, yeah.
Wide Dana's, splits?
Yeah, Dana's throwing it around, baby.
Mike Leach splits? 6 feet apart?
No.
Between guards and tackles?
No, you don't have to do that, I guess. No.
Coronavirus got eliminated at the U of H campus, I'm pretty sure.
It's hot out there. Speaking of college football, the Navy Notre Dame game moved from Ireland from week zero, August 29th to Navy Stadium. First time it's ever going to be on Navy's home field that game. It's never been done before, apparently.
Sweet. 757 ESPN 97.5 and LSU.
Congratulations to LSU.
LSU, there's nothing more says more diverse than LSU.
For the first time in its history, LSU has finally put Grambling and Southern on a schedule. Meanwhile, Southern's been in Baton Rouge for all its history, and LSU's like, okay, we'll play you.
They don't want. They're in the same city. They don't
and
want to play.
That's good for the city.
No, it's not good for the city.
Yes, it is.
Terrible for the city.
No, it isn't.
They get no. You know what's bad? All the hotel. No hotel rooms. Everybody lives there. There's no. That doesn't help at
people
all.
Don't,
Baton Rouge. You know what the hotel owners are going? Really?
What?
Really?
You mean people?
In Grambling, you'll just drive down for the day and drive back.
What are you talking about? You think all of LSU people are in Baton Rouge for the game? Don't they come in and watch
LSU
the game?
LSU people, but no visitors are coming. Well, the visiting team doesn't come.
Do it for the city.
No, it's not for. That's not good for the city.
You think Southern? And you think? Turn on your mic. Why doesn't he? Why does he always turn off his mic?
Who? Who turned off his
Lance
mic?
Lance always turns off his mic.
No, my mic's on.
I turned it on for you.
There's a lot of people who went to Grambling who don't live where Grambling. I mean, there's a lot of people who will come in from state. We have a lot of people in Texas who live.
Well, there's still Louisiana. They'll probably just drive down. Probably
and they have to stay in a hotel.
But in Southern.
It doesn't matter. This is also a payday for these schools.
Yeah, right? I know. Yeah. I know.
Shout out to LSU for finally scheduling the historically black colleges in their state.
And then Louisiana Lafayette gets screwed. That's my raging Cajuns.
Well, they've had enough opportunities.
Okay,
it's good.
Nichols gets a little taste.
They've all gotten a little taste except for Grambling and Southern.
Tulane, you got to support that school.
No one does.
What?
No one cares.
Yeah, Tulane needs the money.
Why is John so upset that Grambling gets
and Southern
hey,
gets
John,
the game?
Why can't we be on the schedule?
I'm fine.
This is terrible for Baton Rouge.
No, because Dell's making it sound like LSU. LSU's racist for not
say
having
racist.
Southern or Grambling.
I congratulated them. I didn't say they were racist.
It just doesn't make economic sense.
Yeah, that's why it's never happened.
It makes more sense for Troy because all the Troy fans come in and you see how half the stadium's Troy.
Right. Yeah.
Well, no, I'm not like, half the minute. Stadium, but at least that little pizza slice.
Yeah, who's?
Yeah, you. Oh, you
hotels.
Don't think they're more?
There's never any hotels. They don't even give tickets to visiting teams.
Yes, what are you talking about?
The town, you get like 3,000 tickets. It's the tiniest pizza.
3,000? Oh yeah, you own a hotel there? You
it's
want?
A pizza
you own a restaurant
slice.
There? You want those people?
What
okay, 3,000 people will fill up a hotel. Thanks.
You don't?
There's not 3,000 people in one hotel. And anyway, it's tiny little slice.
No. It's not. It's a giant.
Like Southern alumnus are only in Baton Rouge. They won't out of state to come watch their team play LSU.
No.
Once you graduate here, we have to still live here.
You got
to
stay.
That's how it works.
You can't
leave. I don't know if you heard.
Can't leave. All right. 8 o'clock, ESPN 97.5, but you can't drink.
Let me tell you, Blackland Distillery proudly wearing the shirt today. And that's because they stand for, well, you know what? The first thing I can tell you about Blackland Distillery is as soon as the coronavirus broke out, Marcus realized, because they are a grain-to-glass distillery, a lot of these distilleries get their alcohol from secondary locations. They repurpose, they add ingredients, and then they package it, and that's theirs. Marcus Kyprios is a grain-to-glass distillery. There's only going to be about 10 to 15% of them in the country. And he has four different spirits that they make right there in the Fort Worth area. But really what separates him is that grain to glass means he makes his own alcohol. And so when coronavirus got really hot and heavy early on and all the hand sanitizers disappearing, he spent all of his time and effort creating hand sanitizer for hospitals and first responders and critical care workers. And that's just something that he did. And that's the kind of person he is, and gave it out absolutely free, was giving it out to people there in his town, was sending them down to restaurants here in Houston as well. Our friends over at Riel have some. So once that finished and we started, you know, going back with the supply on that, on the hand sanitizer, he got back to doing what he does best, which is the distilleries and doing the spirits like the bourbon. If you have never had a vanilla tobacco type of a smoky creaminess that has a little hint of sweetness, it's amazing. An amazing bourbon that people rant and rave about. Just sent some to Matt Miller there from Bleacher Report because he said he's heard so much about it. Make sure that you get your hands on Blackland Distillery. If they don't have it at your local liquor store, demand that they start carrying it for you. BlacklandDistillery.com.
ESPN 97.5.